Honolulu Civil Beat's transportation reporter Marcel Andre has a story today about rail. Where do the leading mayoral candidates stand on the issue? He joins us this morning for our reality check. Good morning, Marcel.
Morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
Yeah, so, you know, we've seen some of these candidates in action because they've held office before, and some have worked very closely with the rail project.
Yeah, you know, a few of these have played real key and pivotal roles on the rail project throughout its history in the last 10 years or so. I mean, certainly you can point to Luffy Hanneman, the former mayor, who's trying to get that job back, and the role that he played in getting the project off the ground. You know, and some would say to his credit, you know, this is something that his predecessors, a lot of them were trying to do. You know, people point to Frank Fossey and the like, and they weren't able to do. But yeah, Mufi certainly played a pivotal role back in the day. You also have the current sitting city councilwoman, Kim Pine, who is a pretty avid rail supporter, representing the Leeward Coast and touting benefits of, you know, and trying to get past the 8-to-1 traffic and how that might impact the commute. And then you've got the former Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, who was the HART board chair she was on the board for a little over a year and a half. And I want to say about half that time was chair of the board. And she was there at a very pivotal time when the costs started to really get out of control in 2016. And she played a very key role in kind of facilitating the exit of the then executive director, Dan Grabauskas.
Yeah, and those three candidates, I mean, they know the history of the project. You know, they're living it, right? Or they've lived it. They know it pretty well.
Yeah, they've got a real intimate understanding with this. You know, I think about Kim Pine, who's watched this, and she's basically shared that she and other members of the city council were played a role in helping to push along what is now a federal criminal investigation, taking some of the information and the details they got out of a city audit back in 2016. And saying this is either, you know, the mismanagement that was flagged was either horribly incompetent or something worse, you know, and she'll use the C word, the corruption, right? Colleen Hanabusa during her time on the board and when she was chairing it, I remember those meetings, you know, they would double in time because, you know, people point out, Colleen really likes to get into the weeds and into the details of things, and she would just spend a lot of time going through the details of what was happening with the project.
Yeah, and because these candidates are familiar with it, you know, critics could say, well, you know, did you do enough to curb the costs? You know, what did you do when you were in office?
Yeah, and that's kind of, they've all kind of distanced themselves. You know, Mufi saying, hey, a lot of these, you know, the bulk of this happened, the cost increases happened well after I had left office. Of course, some of the initial cost increases are attributed to the contracts that went out when he was still in office. You know, Colleen would say as HART chair, the HART board really didn't have a lot of power back when she was on the board. And they did manage to get some reforms through by a charter amendment that gave the board a little more scrutiny over change orders, that they would have to see those and approve them rather than just hiring and firing the executive director. And, you know, again, Kim would point to some of the steps they've taken to try and get some federal scrutiny. And she's called for more federal oversight on site at HART's offices for the project.
And you've got the two of the other candidates, Rick Blangiardi and Keith Amamiya. I know it's a steeper curve for those two.
Yeah, so, you know, Rick has generally said that he would, you know, he'd like to see it get to Ala Moana, but he points out that we're living in a different reality after the COVID-19 pandemic and how that has affected rail finances. And like most of the other candidates, the front runners, I should say, he said they'll look at maybe pausing or stalling the project if, you know, it runs short of money again. But there's some big unknowns with that. You'll have to see what the FTA has to say, you know, and whether they would be amenable to some sort of a pause until the state tax revenues can come back online.
Okay, and I know you've got the HART meeting on Thursday, so we'll be looking to see what kind of new numbers they come up with.
Yeah, there'll certainly be an update from the chief financial officer, and it is looking like it's coming significantly short of what was projected to come in by, you know, over $100 million.
All right. Well, we'll have to check back and see how that plays out. But thanks so much, Marcel. That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. You can read his story online at civilbeat.org.